Don Finucci was a feared mobster in Little Italy in the early 1900s. But was he actually? Why did none of his gang retaliate after Vito had killed him? And how did Vito know he could pull off the hit on him? These are still questions that were left with many years after the movie's release. Let's take a deeper dive into the mystery of Don Finucci and these questions. Don Finucci was a gangster living in Little Italy at the time of a young Vito's rise to power. He has a reputation as the big boss throughout the neighborhood and claimed he worked on behalf of the Black Hand. People believed he had connections with the police and also ties to a feared and powerful gangster named Maranzala. Finucci goes around the neighborhood demanding money from businesses in exchange for protection. He is first introduced into the film while Vito and his good friend Genko are watching a play. He stands up to leave and Genko yells at him to get out of the way, not realizing who he was talking to. Once Finucci turns around and Genko notices who he's talking to, he quickly apologizes. Vito is interested in this encounter and asks who he was. Shortly after, Genko takes Vito backstage to show him a beautiful girl who was performing during the play. Once they get to the back, they witness a scene where Finucci is threatening the playwright. He grabs the girl who is the playwright's daughter and threatens to cut her if he doesn't pay, and Genko and Vito quickly leave. A little bit later on in the movie, Finucci comes into Genko's father's grocery store. Vito and Genko both are working there at the time, and Finucci isn't too happy. Genko explains to Vito that Finucci is mad, saying the streets are getting sloppy since people aren't paying on time and is now demanding double pay. In addition, Finucci demands his nephew, Santiago, to work at the store, ultimately replacing Vito and forcing him to work somewhere else. Fast forward in the movie, and Vito becomes good friends with Clemenza and Tessio. Vito and Clemenza's first interaction was when Vito kept a blanket of guns for Clemenza so the cops wouldn't find it. Clemenza repaid the debt by stealing a rug for Vito's home. This was the first introduction to the world of crime for Vito. Over time, these three along began involving themselves in little crimes to make money and began to rise in the neighborhood. Don Finucci catches word of their activities and hops on Vito's car shortly after to have a talk. He explains to Vito that he must show respect to a man like him, calling them young punks. He threatens Vito, saying the cops will come to his house if he and his friends don't pay, and that his family will be ruined. This is a key point we will come back to later. When Vito tells this to Tessio and Clemenza, Clemenza is adamant in paying, calling Finucci's gang real animals, along with Tessio. Vito, on the other hand, doesn't want to pay and comes up with a plan to pay Finucci $50 each instead of $200, dropping his famous line.
I'm making all $8 each.
Vito proceeds to go into the shop and gives him the money, explaining he's low on cash, saying to give him a bit of time. Finucci responds to this by giving credit to him, telling him he's got guts and that he's got work for him. And subsequently after this, Vito follows him to his home and shoots him dead in his place.
Who was I?
Throughout Vito's time in Little Italy, he began to notice and pick up on inconsistencies in Don Finucci, unveiling that he wasn't a man of great power, but merely a con man. In the first few encounters with Finucci, I believe Vito picks up on the fact that he has none of his gang soldiers near him, even though they were known to be fierce and animals. He remembers from his days back in Corleone, Don Ciccio had armed guards in front of his home and security all around him. I believe this is the first clue that Vito picked up on that he was a fraud. Second, in a deleted scene, there is a scuffle that happens between Finucci and three kids. Vito sees this and watches as the kids cut him from ear to ear. He screams for help as Finucci runs off with no guards to be seen. This is the moment Vito knows that Finucci isn't a real gangster. Later in the deleted scene, he discusses with Genko about the encounter and tells him he's not such a big shot. Vito's experience from his old town confirms that this would have never happened to a real mob boss. Another key detail I said I'd come back to was when Finucci got in the car with Vito and said if he doesn't pay, the cops will come to his house. Real mafia bosses would never go to the cops to take care of a situation. It'll be handled by their soldiers or underboss instead. I for sure think this is another thing Vito picks up on, and by the time he meets with Tessio and Clemenza, his mind is already made up that he's going to whack him. The nail in the coffin was lowballing him on the payment. This solidified any last doubt in Vito's mind, and fully confirmed the obvious to him, and allowed him to kill the fake Don without any repercussions. In reality, Panucci was just an extortionist. That name dropped the real power players to make him look like one. Another thing that seemed suspicious was the same outfit he wore every day. Wouldn't you think a feared mobster like him would have a different suit for every day of the week? Not one for the whole week? On top of this, in his final moments, you see him go into his place, and it's not lavish at all. It looks like an apartment the rest of the neighborhood lives in, which also makes you question his legitimacy. In the end, all it took was one man to pull the strings on him, and it was Vito's shrewdness that outsmarted him. A couple key takeaways from this is reputation and observation. Reputation was a huge reason why Don Fanucci got away with extortion for so long. His ability to build and maintain his reputation is what kept him in a position of power for so long. Observation, on the other hand, is what allowed Vito to uncover the paper gangster's secrets. Through careful thought and observation, Vito was able to unmask the lies. And throughout the films, you can see how Vito applied both observation and reputation to become the most powerful mafia boss of his time. Don Fanucci, on the other hand, was a fake it-till-you-make-it kind of guy that actually succeeded for a long time. But his life is an example of what happens to even the best fakers. Eventually, you get exposed. And that's the video. Leave a comment on your thoughts about this character and how you felt about Fanucci. Did you think he was a con artist or a real mobster? Leave a like and subscribe for more videos.